This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
What would have happened if Adam refused Eve when she ate the fruit?
And she, if he'd have rebuked her, then she wouldn't have made him any sandwiches. That'd have been that's one of the things.
My other thought, being kind of comical, would he have just been put to sleep, lose another rib, and he'd had another chance, with another feeling?
Well, Satan would have gone to her as well. So there is no record of Adam rebuking her. It's not recorded as such. Instead, he joined her. He rebelled against God. And, to say what if he had rebuked, well, then what kind of rebuke? What kind of comment? What kind of statement? To what degree? What was the intention? And we can't answer that kind of question. So
what if he said something like, well, that was the one tree that we were forbidden to eat from, and I'm not going to partake in it?
Maybe he did. And she said, well, yeah, but, it's good for what? Wisdom. He goes, oh, okay. And then what's for it? Who knows? But we can't argue from what it doesn't say. We argue from what it does say.
Number 5.
Stephen Erdrich was a false prophet.
I wouldn't trust him. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've written on him, and I wouldn't trust him. In regards to the doctrines of grace in Reformed theology, which is the sovereignty of God, God's right of moving graciously upon his people, and he opens their hearts and their minds, etc. This is what he says in a quote. His church is a church for the overlooked, for the unloved. We preach Jesus so people far from God can know Jesus. And then we train them up so that others can know Jesus. It's called kingdom multiplication. It is what Elevation Church is all about. Now that sounds pretty good. Then a little bit later in that video, he says, if that doesn't get you excited and you need the doctrines of grace as defined by John Calvin to excite you, you in the wrong church. Let me get a phone book. There are 720 churches in Charlotte. I'm sure we can find one that you can stuff your face until you're so obese spiritually that you can't even move. Now, what he did was disparage the doctrines of grace, and that's a very serious error.
Number 4.
Not that Calvinism is always right, but he brought it up, and it's a huge error on his point. God is the one who alone is gracious, and he has the sovereignty to be gracious to whom he desires. So he elects, he predestines, he calls, he works. This is called the doctrines of grace. And it's very biblical. All right. Now, he also, unfortunately, supports women pastors and elders. And that's very unbiblical. I can't trust anyone who's going to affirm that. And T.D. Jakes is a man who denies the Trinity. At T.D. Jakes' website, it says there is one God, creator of all things, infinitely perfect, eternally existing in three manifestations, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's wrong. It's not three manifestations. It's three distinct persons. This is typical oneness teaching. So therefore, T.D. Jakes is not qualified to be a preacher in any church.
Number 3.
So this is what Furtick says about T.D. Jakes. Quote, I want you to stand up on your feet right now and let's welcome to the stage the greatest preacher of our time, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Come on and show him some embarrassing love. So this tells me Furtick couldn't argue his way out of a wet paper bag theologically. He doesn't know what he's doing. He insults the sovereign grace of God. He promotes women pastors and elders. He approves of a heretic who denies the doctrine of the Trinity and has him come into his church.
Number 2.
So did Jesus come to create a new religion, including Christianity?
Yes.
No, he didn't come to create a new religion. He came to fulfill the Old Testament law, to do the will of the Father, and to atone for our sins, and to complete.
What does it mean to fulfill?
To fulfill means that when it prophesies something about him, he came to fulfill that prophecy.
Did he fulfill the law so that you don't have to keep it any longer?
No, he fulfilled the law according to the prophecies and requirements of him being the Messiah under the law who would offer a sacrifice at a certain time and place. And with his death, according to Hebrews 8:13 and Hebrews 9:15 through 16, then the Old Testament law is abrogated and now we're under the new covenant.
I don't think any scripture says that. I think you took the scripture out of context. I'd like to see if you can show me a scripture that says verbatim that Messiah Yeshua said that the law was no longer valid.
Did I say the law was no longer valid?
You said something about it being aggravated due to a scripture that I believe that you have taken out of context. So
really? I quoted the references to you. What was it?
It was Hebrews, I believe it was 10, verse 4.
No. How about this? For this reason, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, so that since a death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant, those who have been called and received the promise of the eternal inheritance. Where a covenant is, there must of necessity be the death of the one who made it. Psalm 82, 3-4. Vindicate the weak and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Isaiah 1:17. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Reprove the ruthless. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Peter in Acts 5:29. Peter said to the apostles, answered, we must obey God rather than men. In 2 Corinthians 11:32-33. In Damascus, the ethnarch under Aretas, the king, was guarding the city of Damascus in order to seize me. And I was led down in a basket through a window in the wall and so escaped his hands. Now that means Paul escaped even though the government was out to get him. He didn't obey. He didn't submit to their unrighteousness. So what are we obligated to do? Stand up against unrighteousness wherever it is.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.